In just a few days from now, we'll have the great zuchus, the great merit, to conduct the Pesach Seder. Pesach begins, the Seder begins with a beautiful, moving, yet enigmatic paragraph, the paragraph of Halach Ma'anya. We say, Halach Ma'anya diachal avasana ba'arad dimitraim. This is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in Egypt. And the commentaries on the Haggadah try to explain why this particular chapter is in Aramaic, why exactly it is here, why we refer to matzah as the bread of affliction, when in fact, when we look just a little while later in the Seder, when discussing matzah in the section of Rabbi Gamliel, we refer to matzah really as the bread of redemption. But what I'd like to draw your attention to is really the end of this paragraph of Halach Ma'anya. We say, Hashata hacha, l'shana haba ba'arad Yisrael. This year we are here. Next year we will be in Eretz Yisrael. Hashata avdi, this year we are servants, this year we are slaves. L'shana haba b'nei chorin, next year we will be free. And of course, again, in this paragraph, we discuss the anticipatory pining and yearning for a change in our circumstances. This year we may have to celebrate another Pesach in the diaspora in Galus, but we hope that by next year Mashiach will be here. This year we may be enslaved to a variety of different circumstances, but we hope that by next year we will be free. And Rabbi Israel Meir Lau, the former chief rabbi of Israel, the current chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, in his commentary on the Haggadah titled Yachal Yisrael, asks a very simple question. He says, why do we say this year we're here, next year in Eretz Yisrael? This year we're free, this year we're slaves, next year we're free. Why not say, right now I'm here in Golos, right now I'm here in Diaspora, and maybe tomorrow I'll be in Eretz Yisrael. Right now I'm a servant, and maybe tomorrow I will be free. Meaning, the Jew believes Yeshua Hashem Kerefayin, the salvation of God could come in the blink of an eye, and in fact, that is one of the underpinnings, one of the cornerstones of the entire Pesach experience. That you could be a slave for 210 years and then in the middle, in the batten of an eyelash, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, it's time to go. Pack your stuff. You have to get ready. B'chipazon. Everything is done in haste. And yet here, when we speak about our personal national redemption, we say, this year it's like this. Next year it may be different. Why wait a year? Why not hopefully and eagerly anticipate these dramatic changes in our personal and national circumstances right now? Or if not now, perhaps tomorrow. And Rabbi Lau advances a beautiful insight, an insight that gives us clarity not just into Halach Ma'anya, but an insight that's important to life. Rabbi Lau explains very beautifully that what we are really yearning for is change. And it's important to recognize that, yes, although Pesach is about the fact that change could be instantaneous, that change could be dramatic, that Ribbono Shel Olam could change the trajectory of the life of an individual and of a nation literally on a moment's notice. Rabbi Lau explains so beautifully that that's not normally how change occurs. In most circumstances in life, change is gradual, change takes time, change is often a painstaking process. It is true that the Ribbono Shel Olam could change anything and everything with just simply a snap of his divine fingers. But for most of us in our lives, if we want to affect true, cathartic, meaningful, and lasting change, it takes time and it takes an incredible amount of work. And thus explains Rabbi Lau, that's the message that the Haggadah is giving us. We come to the Pesach Seder and we come desirous of changing so many things. Things we want changes in our personal lives, we want changes in our national lives. Pesach teaches us that circumstances can and do change. But explains Rabbi Lau, the Haggadah is setting us or allowing us to create meaningful and realistic expectations. If it is change we desire, don't expect that change to happen overnight. If it's change we desire, don't expect that change to be instantaneous. True lasting change takes time, takes effort. This is an important lesson, because sometimes in life we yearn to affect certain changes, whether they be in our personal lives, perhaps it's again things regarding our family, perhaps it's regarding our career, perhaps it's regarding a variety of different circumstances, and perhaps it's in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our relationship with God, and we want that change so badly, and we even know what that change is supposed to look like, we know how it's supposed to unfold, but yet at the end of the day, I want it, and I want it now. But the truth is, that's not how change occurs. I have to be ready, not only to want the change, but to be willing to put in the effort, and more importantly, to be willing to take the time to see that change through to fruition. That's the message. Hashata hacha. Right now we're here. Wherever that here is, whether that's here of Galus of Diaspora, whether that's here of my compromised circumstances, Lashona haba ba'arad Yisrael. I'll get to my promised land, but it might not be tomorrow. I'll get to my promised land, but it might take a little bit of time. Hashata avdi. Right now I'm enslaved to certain circumstances, and I know that I have to get out of them. I know that I must extricate myself from them. I know that things need to change, but Lashona haba b'nei chorin. I'm willing to take the time to effect that change. I'm willing to take the time and put in that effort. Right now I'm compromised. Lashona haba b'nei chorin. Emirat Hashem, by next year, if I give myself enough time and I put in the requisite amount of effort, I could change my circumstances. And so on this beautiful Yom Tov of Pesach, we celebrate God's ability to effect instantaneous change, and we celebrate our ability to effect incremental, paced change. We celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to turn the world and turn our lives on its head in just the blink of an eye. But we solidify our resolve to take the time to effect change, to take the time to do the things we need to do, and to know with absolute certainty that by next year I'll be able to reach my promised land. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, and meaningful preparations for the upcoming Yom Tov of Pesach.